We have several college towns in the region, and they can probably share stories about the occasionally bumpy relations between campus and community. Humboldt State University has taken several steps to smooth out the bumps, especially between the students who need to rent housing in the Arcata area and the landlords they rent that housing from. HSU's latest step is the creation of a course called Living in Community, offered free to people who want to improve the housing climate and a broader sense of understanding. Two guests join us from Humboldt State. Shante Marie Catt is the off-campus housing coordinator. Thanks for joining us once again on The Exchange.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you here with Sue Armitage, who's a co-collaborator on the project and instructional designer at the Humboldt State Center for Teaching and Learning. Thank you for joining us, Sue.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Shante, start us off. Were you the first person to hold the off-campus housing coordinator job at any California State University campus?
That's what I understand. It is the first of its kind in the CSU system.
And talk about the reasons for the creation of the job and what you were set to do.
Well, honestly, it came from lived experience. When I transferred here, I was houseless for about 16 weeks with my year-and-a-half-old daughter.
Wow.
In about 2015. And I'm a sociologist and have since become a master of social work. But I had the idea to start collecting the stories of the students and uplifting them. And also, I saw that there were issues on all lived experience, on the landlord side, on the student side, on the community side. And I really just wanted to tell the story and find solutions on how we could work together better with a basic human right, housing.
So I'm sure there was, you know, discussion about it before, but were you the first person to really apply some analysis to the issue there in Arcata?
I was blessed to be able to work with Dr. Jennifer McGuire and Rashida Crutchfeld. Dr. Jennifer McGuire is a doctorate of social work here at HSU and has led the initiative for the basic needs movement through the CSU system, working along the side with Dr. Rashida Crutchfeld and CSU Long Beach.
Oh, yeah, we've talked to Dr. Crutchfield in the past. Come to think of Crutchfeld, yeah.
Yeah, they have given me the honor and privilege to learn and work with their work, and I've just been blessed ever since.
So does the Living in Community course rise directly out of that work? Was it just one of those things that became clearer over time you would need to or feel like the need to do something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. There were many business meetings in Arcata that involved the students in trying to solve issues of racial inequities with businesses. And many students had said that they wanted to be able to rate businesses on their equity. And going through my experience, I thought, well, why can't we do that with landlords? And as we started collecting information, we found that landlords and students both needed to tell a story, and that there was a lot of gaps from the family system and the education system on how to live in the community and be good renters and good landlords.
And I want to bring Sue Armitage in here and ask politely how long you've been at Humboldt State University.
Oh, I've been here almost 4 years.
Okay, so not quite as long as Shante. No. That was part of the reason for the question. Okay, so, all right, I just want to get some and how, what's your role in pushing this effort forward, Living in Community?
What I've been able to contribute to this very large effort, I mean, there have been so many student employees and especially grad students and landlords and municipal folks and members of the Humboldt Foundation community. So what I did was work with Shante's team to deal with all this captured information and put it into a course that seemed fairly smooth, even though we had a lot of voices from different actors. We also decided to work with a local videographer, Lynette Nutter, and she made over 30 videos of people telling their stories in a way that was focused on not just the difficulties, but what were ways forward. So we put together those videos as the center of different modules in the class with text and images and interactive exercises. And we applied, you know, best practices in accessibility and we made sure that all our videos were captioned in English and Spanish correctly in the transcript. So all the things that go into a really well-formed online class, that's what I was able to bring to this effort.
Okay, so that an online class. All right, I want to make that. So anybody, and it sounds like you've made some real efforts to really beef up the multimedia end here, so it's not like sitting in a classroom.
Yes. Yeah, we really
focused
on
wanted
with
to
this.
Make sure that you... Oh, I'm so sorry, Sue.
It's okay, Shana. I just want to say that we really focused on what the student experience was. And everybody is a learner in this class, regardless of what your role is in the world. We thought everybody should be able to learn. We should get everybody on the same page, as well as build empathy by going through the whole process of understanding all the different components of being really successful in housing here.
And Shante, what were you going to add to that?
The cool part about this program is that it's not just a static online course. It could be taught in person. It could be hybrid. It's really multi-purpose and multifunctional, and it's so exciting to be able to offer it in so many ways.
The program is called Living in Community, a chance to get the disparate parts of the Humboldt State University Arcata community together, particularly with an emphasis on landlords and student tenants. You can join the conversation here on The Exchange with Shante Katt and Sue Armitage at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Shante, I was looking at the video from the Humboldt Tenant Landlord Collaboration, it seems like that the sides of this relationship start from a position of mutual mistrust.
You know, that really is a big part of any breakdown in our society's issues, right? Mistrust, miscommunication, and not understanding the other side's story. And mediation and conflict resolution really comes to play in that. And also education. And that's why it's so important to legitimize narrative as a data, right? And as lived experience being legitimate and something to make changes and build empathy.
In your time taking a look at rental properties on behalf of students as the off-campus housing coordinator, you must be getting to know lots of people in the landlord community. I would assume you're building some relationships right there.
Absolutely. We have some really strong relationships and, you know, honestly, because there is so much competition in housing, it's often sometimes hard to build relationships because honestly, the landlords have enough, applications somewhere of some places getting 100 or more applications per home. So I think that the power dynamics can be a little off, but we keep trying. I think the biggest part with the landlords is letting them know, hey, we're on your side too. This isn't just about students. This is about community. This is about building relationships and sharing their story too. Because, you know, landlords have to put up with a lot of people learning of different experiences. And some were saying that they felt like social workers when they were landlords. And so we really want to be able to build support and trust and offer services that can help with basic needs and mediation and just help build community and share a better story out there. I think that Humboldt deserves that. I think that we have a way to build solutions to a crux of our community, honestly, housing.
So some basic realities you can't change if you're getting 100 applications for some rental units. This is obviously a tight market, and that's one you can't really change, I would assume.
Of course not.
But
what is it that they say, one person at a time?
Mm-hmm. Which you have learned to do in your job, haven't you?
That's all you can do, chugga chugga choo choo. You just keep trying and hoping that it catches on because there are good people out there and there is a good community out there. And I know that because we've seen the beauty while we've created this for the past 3 years.
Sue Armitage, is the you were talking about the components to the Living in Community course. Are they pitched a little differently because they are not pitched to a college student necessarily?
That was part of the challenge, wasn't it? to speak to you generally, being everybody. But that's just it. There's a lot of shared sense of needing to be successful and comfortable in your world. And so that's what really focused on, being trying to get to that center space that everybody can recognize.
Did you do trial runs or focus groups, or I mean, did you test them? You did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We got some wonderful feedback. And in fact, a lot of people really liked the comics that Shantae created for the course, because we wanted to once again tell a story of ways that people can deal with issues instead of acting like, oh, I don't know how to talk about X, and so we do things to do that on purpose.
So Shantae, take us into some of the basic things that get misunderstood. The kinds, I mean, we can all imagine some of the student landlord tenant situations. You know, we've all been young at one point and not particularly mindful of other people's property sometimes. So talk about some of the components in there, some of the specific individual messages you tried to get across.
Of course. Yes, this is a 10-module course, and we focus on support and accessibility of resources. We talk about equity, best practices, landlord, tenant, finance, emotional support, animals, information security, and like how to end a lease, how to talk to your roommate about, you know, who does what, because, you know, sometimes one roommate doesn't like to do the dishes, and so you're going to be arguing with that roommate over and over and over about doing the dishes. How about finding a compromise? And maybe you like to vacuum and they like to do something else, and you'll trade, right? But not only that, communicating about maybe you're short on rent and how to talk to your landlord about that. How to advocate for your rights if something is broken in your home. Landlords, how to teach your tenants where the trash is and how to dispose of trash properly. And what their expectations are, how to pay rent, if they're going to use PayPal, if they're going to use a check. We also teach about emotional support animals and offer all kinds of local information about veterinarians and where lost pets are and how to provide for your animal if you're going to have them and what the rights and responsibilities are for service animals.
Yeah, you mentioned emotional support animals twice. That must be getting to be a larger issue over time.
It's a very big issue, and of course there's legitimate arguments on both sides, and a lot of it has to do with not knowing your rights and the laws on for the landlord, not really understanding ADA issues, but also having an investment in a property where there's concern that somebody doesn't know how to take care of their animal. So just building education and understanding around those both sides, and hopefully educating people on how to care for their animals and landlords on what their responsibilities are to follow the law.
Shantae Catt and Sue Armitage are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange from Humboldt State University, telling us about the Living in Community course that is now being offered, a 10-module course to let people get to know the situation between student renters and landlords in the Arcata community around Humboldt State University. You can join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. So I just use the term without realizing what it means. 10-module course, Sue Armitage, means what? I mean, it's in 10 pieces. They can take it at their own rate?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's entirely self-paced. And a module is just a collection of related material and activities. So we just have 10 of them for people to go through at their own pace. And twice we ask folks to choose to answer a survey question, because we're continuing the research. Mm-hmm. It's not stopping. We want to know what people think. And at the end, people will be able to get a good neighbor certificate. So landlords and property managers can put that up in the window of their business, and students who get the certificate can include that in their rental application.
I was going to ask about that. So Shantae, this is really a chance to get some kind of a stamp of approval in a sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It shows that people are taking initiative and actively trying to make changes in our rental climate and here in Humboldt.
And they also get a Humboldt County Renter's Handbook?
Yeah, many of our social work students and interns
have helped create our resource book. It is filled with lots of local community basic needs and, you know, other things. And it's really interesting because you would think, oh, well, there's Google for that. But you would not believe how many people say that they would like something in hand that they can use or local recommendations. And so, once again, just through the research, we've tried to accommodate the things that our community has asked for. This has been ground-up community research, and we really respect the narratives and want to find things that can help support our community's needs.
Well, you guys are good educators. You're learning yourself along the way and recognizing the need for that.
That was one of the coolest things. I think Sue, I don't know what I would have done without Sue. She has a fantastic brain. And it's really cool because she reflects a lot of positivity. And she had shown onto me how many skill sets I got to develop and how many of our interns and other people got to develop these wonderful skills to just educate and share and build connections. So it's just been a special project altogether.
Is the course available now? Can people begin taking it now?
Yes. Yes, it is out there. It is also created open source, so other communities in the nation can take it. We're excited to let others glean from what we've learned.
And no course, Sue Armitage, to course takers whatsoever?
Oh, not at all. But the way that people can get to the course is going to the Humboldt State off-campus housing website, and the link is right there. And you can also see the amazing work that Shantae's put together on that website and the resources she offers.
All right. Just a couple seconds left, Shantae. I mean, there is that still basic reality of a tight housing market. I mean, is there work going on to construct new housing at a pace that would keep up potentially with the student needs?
You know, I believe that our community is working very hard. I belong to, like, all things acronym housing. And I say that as a joke, and anybody who knows about the work that I do know it's an all-acronym housing thing. And I think not only is the campus working hard, but our community is working hard. I think that it's been acknowledged that there's a problem, and we're all working together to share what we know and try to create better housing stock in Humboldt County, because not just the students are coming. Mm-hmm. Climate migration,
yes.
Fires, rioting, COVID, everything has changed the migration of our community.
Yeah.
And so I think the actors are really trying to provide housing for the big influx that is coming in.
All right. Living in Community is the name of the course. You can find a link at Humboldt State University. We'll provide one if we don't have one already at our website at jeffexchange.org. Shantae Catt is the off-campus housing coordinator. Good to talk to you. Thanks for coming again.
Really appreciate it.
And Sue Armitage is a co-collaborator from the HSU Center for Teaching and Learning. Good to have you.